We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It's 12:31. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
The markets are ugly today. Why and what does it mean for you? We've got Sharon Allen on the phone with us, and Sharon is the founder and president of Sterling Wealth Management Incorporated. She's been intimately involved in all levels of managing the financial lives of the affluent families and individuals since 1993, and Sterling Wealth Management was established in 2004. It's an independent fee-based wealth management firm specializing in helping families and individuals prosper through life's transitions. And boy, oh boy, there's been a lot of transition these days, Sharon.
You are not kidding me.
I mean, last week was crazy, but it seemed like we made up the losses.
Yeah.
And then today, you know, we start out, you know, down 400 points. What the heck is going on? Why are the markets behaving so badly?
Yeah, you know, they are behaving badly. On the one hand, people are really concerned, and I don't think you have to look really far to find something to be concerned about these days.
Mm-hmm.
I think that today, the headline news is the concern that the global economy is slowing and mm-hmm. that the European banks lack enough capital and in the U.S. side of things, that we can't get our act together in terms of finding a solution to get this economy kickstarted.
Right. So everybody's just kind of, everybody's in a lull. I mean, now, we have our swings. This is what economies do. Have we ever had an economy like this where, you know, we were at a standstill, European countries were at a standstill? This isn't something new, is it?
No, I mean, there are things that are unique about what's going on right now, obviously. Mm-hmm. The S&P downgrade of the U.S. credit rating is
right.
Kind of a, you know, unique thing. But there are certain aspects of what we're experiencing that isn't new to markets. We've gone through tons of crises globally since, you know, the 30s, and we've even experienced probably things that are worse than what we're feeling now. But what is amped up at the moment is that it's a global thing, and people are so privy to lots of different types of media, lots of different people's opinions about what's going on, and it almost raises emotion and speculation to this fevered pitch. And so you've got a lot of activity going on in the market. So every single day people are out there looking for what's the next bit of news that's either positive or negative. And there are people trading on that. And so it just adds to a lot of the concern that people have.
And the volatility.
Yeah.
In a moment, we're going to get to what should people do, get some advice from you. But, you know, what are the main concerns, and is this something that you think will be prolonged?
Yeah, great, great questions. If I had the answers to those, I would be a billionaire.
We were hoping that you had some kind of a magic little
inside scoop.
Wait, let me shake my eight ball. No, I'm just
right. Thanks, ladies.
It says ask again later. Darn it.
Right.
Darn anyway. I think that there are a lot of things that are on people's minds right now.
Yeah.
Not the least of which is the unemployment situation that we're in. You know, there's a lot of people that are still looking for jobs. There's people that have been looking for jobs but are off the radar. So, honestly, the unemployment number is probably a little bit higher mm-hmm. than what's being reported.
Well, and this morning the jobless claims came back, and they were up for the month, or for the week, I should say. So.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people at standstill. Now, there are bright spots in the markets that probably don't get a lot of play because the emotions of everything else going on are so high. But, you know, you've got companies that are lifting their outlooks for the year, and they're buying other companies, and there's a lot of cash out there. But people are kind of reticent to do much because they've got this credit rating issue with the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of political bickering going on in Washington, D.C., so mm-hmm. they're not really adding to people's confidence about the growth of the U.S. economy.
Yeah.
You know, there's this anticipation that and concern in the European markets, too, that the U.S. growth is going to be slow going forward. on the European side of things, too, you've got...
people are worried that they're going to default, and we can't seem to get Germany to bail everybody out. Germany's like, I don't think so.
Right. Right, exactly. But, you know, every time a regulator, I think in... there's a European regulator that came out saying, you know, the European banks might not have enough capital to deal with what they've got to deal with. Mm. And so then people get nervous about that. And we're a very connected economy. Yeah. And so, you know, the chips fall in one area and it does have an impact in other areas. And so that tie has made this level of inert, like just being inert right now, people not really wanting to move too much one way or the other in terms of business decisions and that sort of thing, because there's so much going on.
Well, and I was just going to say, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Sharon Allen. She's the founder and president of Sterling Wealth Management Incorporated, and you can find them online at sterlingwealthmanagement.com. It seems like financial advisors always say, don't panic. You know, you've got to ride the tide. But our market's in turmoil because people are panicking. Why aren't they listening?
Because the human emotion is so powerful. You know, it's like you can't really help yourself. Mm. You can't help yourself from going down that road. I think what's driving people right now, the individual investor, is the core concern is put aside the political situation in the U.S., put aside the European banking situation, jobless claims, all of that. People are concerned that they're not going to have enough money to live in their retirement. And so you've got their only resource for information might not be a professional advisor like myself. They've got newspapers. They've got radio shows like this. They've got, you know, media of one form or another, and it's very conflicting.
Okay.
And so it's super confusing for people.
So what do you advise people to do? How do you tell people, A, not to panic?
Yeah.
And what if somebody, you know, they've got their 401k, they don't have a financial advisor, should they talk to somebody? What should people do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, the first thing I think people should really do is just take a deep breath, you know. What's happening right now is not unusual in the sense that volatility happens in the market. There's risk and there's reward, and the risk part of it is all these peaks and valleys of returns and big swings in the market from time to time. They should really, if they can, seek counsel of one form or another just to say, hey, am I in the right spot? Should I be doing something different? Ideally, people should have a plan in place, you know. This is what I want to accomplish, and this is how I'm going to get there. And if they do have an advisor, if their advisor hasn't called them, call your advisor. You know, talk to them and say, is everything, you know, are we still on track to accomplish the things that are important to me? And not let the emotion of the swings, you know, get you to buy or to sell, actually, impulsively.
Yeah, because, you know, and I think it's, you know, you said take a deep breath, and I think that's good, but it seems like we've been having to take a lot of deep breaths lately.
I know.
The past couple of years. And it's just like, I mean, couldn't we just have a string of really, really good news?
I know.
That would be so nice.
I know. You know, and it's really honestly about perspective on the one hand. As an investor, now I'm speaking, that, you know, there's right now, every time somebody's selling, there's people out there buying.
Yeah.
Nobody ever talks about that, but this is kind of a mega sale. And if you have the opportunity to buy stuff really cheap, then this is the only time when people are like, no, thanks. I don't want that bottom price. You know, you can just have it. So.
And again, that would be the time you definitely want to talk to your advisor to make sure that you're buying the right cheap stuff.
Right, exactly. And you should be diversified, honestly. Diversification, I mean, that's not a buzzword, but it's really key. I mean, it's the antidote to uncertainty. You know, if you have concentrated investments like all U.S. large company stocks, the Dow goes down, the S&P goes down, you're feeling it hard in your portfolio. But if you're diversified, you know, that fluctuation is sort of muted in a way.
Okay. So, what do you recommend for, you know, because so many people have 401ks and people don't really know what they're doing with them?
Yeah.
And what do you recommend to people? What would be one thing that they should definitely do to start being better educated about their 401k and where they've plopped their money?
Yeah. You know, there are lots of resources out there on investing in a 401k. Gosh, there's I'm at a loss as to what website I'm thinking of. I apologize for that. But I'd be happy to send that to you, and you can provide that to your listeners. But, you know, I think that the first thing to do is to not stop contributing to your 401k. A lot of times when you have a market like this, people say, I don't want to contribute to my 401k. But that's kind of the number one thing. And then second, if you've got an advisor, talk to them. They should help reduce stress in your financial world, not add to it.
Okay.
So...
that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you've got a financial advisor and you go in and his or her eyes are wide and she says, run for the hills, then that's not the kind of advisor you want, right?
No, not really comforting, is it?
You walk in, you've got a financial advisor who's just holding on to a brick of gold like it's the last thing on earth. That's not the advisor you want.
Right. Exactly. You know, on the 401k front, another thing you can do is talk to the HR department. And if you've got, most 401ks have an independent advisor that manages that money, you can ask the HR people for any educational materials that the 401k provider is providing to you. That would be a great place to start, frankly, because there's a lot of stuff out there. And that way you'd be informed of what your options are in your 401k, because every 401k is different.
Well, and it just never hurts to take a look to make sure that you aren't overly invested in, you know, in, like you said, large companies that are taking a dive right now.
Those
kinds of things.
Yeah, you should be diversified across different areas of the market and even within them. So not just simply United States stocks and international stocks, but even all the different areas within those markets. That's really important because they don't all perform the same way. They don't.
Okay. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for giving us some time today to talk about this and calming us down. SterlingWealthManagement.com is where you can find Sharon. And anything else that I've left out?
No, I just would encourage people to, you know, kind of keep the faith and honestly don't panic, and definitely don't trade in that moment where you're feeling
where
rough.
Yeah, you gotta do it. Much like anything else in life.
Yeah.
You don't want to be emotional when you're making a big decision.
Right. Sort of like the 24-hour rule, you know.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, thanks a lot. It was great chatting with you, Sharon.
All right. You too. Take care.
All right. 1244 at 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.